top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. I am Richie Farrell in the headlines.
As it happens.
Sustainable energy, climate finance and policy professional Dr. Nigel Jolans of Novara One Planet is on a climate solution campaign to help create effective climate adaptation policies and projects. Barbados Drug Service Acting Director Dolores Maskell said on Monday, key brand name drugs to treat diabetes and other illnesses are in short supply on the island.
As it happens.
But there was no need for panic.
It happens. Look.
And Israel calls for sanctions on Iran after it launched an unprecedented attack on Israeli territory. After over 300 drones and cruise missiles were fired at it from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen on Saturday. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Details coming up.
Q, top of the hour news.
As it grow spurts might mean it's time for a bigger fridge. Don't worry, at Quartz, we've got you with a TCL 16.5 cubic foot fridge for only $3,199. Or maybe you're ready to turn your home entertainment up a notch. That means a larger TV. We've got you with an LG 60-inch smart UHD smart 4K TV. Excited about making your new home feel more like you? We've got you. Get the Perth 3-piece living room set with a cup holder for only $5,299. Or shop Ashley Furniture for great deals and free furniture pieces today. Need a better mattress for more restful sleep? We've got the size and comfort that's right for you. Save $450 on the Restonic Comfort Care Pillow Top Queen Mattress. Save today and pay later. Whatever you need, we've got you. With up to 30% off store-wide. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Sustainable energy, climate finance and policy professional Dr. Nigel Jolans of Novara One Planet arrived in Dominica on April 15, 2024 and is on a global climate solution campaign to help developing countries create effective climate adaptation policies and projects which will resolve many of the challenges that the people in these countries face. Countries like Dominica, exposed to the brutality of climatic disasters, are perfect examples. Speaking to the media on Monday, Dr. Jolans explained the purpose for his visit and gave an overview of the approach for creating sustainable solutions for Dominica. Dr. Jolans added that all necessary stakeholders will be engaged. Training will be facilitated if necessary. Consultations will be held. Partnerships with financiers will be made and sustainable solutions will be explored. Dr. Jolans and his Novara team will be on island for the next 10 days.
Okay, so I think we have two parts to it. One is for us to learn from what's happening in Dominica, because we know that communities here have been affected by climate change since, well, Maria, right? There was a big impact from Maria. And lots of people around the world are facing similar challenges. And we act as some sort of conduit to communities that we have visited in Europe, Africa, now Caribbean, but we'll also be traveling on to North America and then into the Pacific, with the idea of sharing stories and experience. So that's the first thing. The other thing that we do is more relating to assistance and support for communities that are facing challenges. And they may be challenges associated with having difficult conversations around, okay, what do we do with the changing fisheries in our bay, in the area that we live, where the fish stock are changing? Or how do we deal with sea level inundation or storm surge? So these are difficult conversations that we can support through the facilitation. We can also support some of the more action-based responses to the challenges, whether that's developing a plan of action or implementing the plan of action and helping people get access to money. My background is in finance, and so I've helped lots of communities access donor funding for climate adaptation work. Some billions of euros, actually, I've been involved in helping to link to communities.
Sustainable energy, climate finance and policy professional Dr. Nigel Jolands. During the opening ceremony of the Caribbean Biodiversity Fund and Conservation Finance Capacity Building Workshop held earlier today, Ryan Ansell, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, expressed gratitude to visiting officials, stating that their presence enriches the event and exemplifies the collaborative spirit crucial to Dominica's mission to environmental protection and conservation. Anselm emphasized the vital role of the Caribbean Biodiversity Fund in enhancing the collective effort of the Caribbean in conserving regional biodiversity.
Your presence not only enriches our events, but also embodies the spirit of collaboration network that is crucial to our mission of environmental conservation. Today we stand united under the banner of Caribbean Biodiversity Fund, an exemplary model of regional cooperation and resources mobilization. Supported by the donor-funded Fund Trust Fund, the Caribbean Biodiversity Fund plays a vital role in enhancing our collective effort to conserve biodiversity throughout our region. This week, from April 16th to 19th, we are privileged to host the Capacity Development Workshop in Environmental and Social Management System and Monitoring and Evaluation Learning Frameworks. This initiative is aimed at enhancing the operational capacities of our National Conservation Trust Funds, the Ministry of Agriculture, Blue and Green Economy, is pleased and will endorse and support the objective of this initiative, which is to strengthen the organization as a pillar for environmental stewardship, equipped with robust framework and ensure financial sustainability and strong networks. Ladies and gentlemen, we note that the commitment extends beyond more than conservation, but includes fostering growth and resilience. And you will hear that the chairman of the Dominica Trust Fund speaks about Dominica becoming the first resilient nation. And we endorse all the activities that your organization play in enriching that goal. These bodies are instrumental in achieving the ambitious 30 by 30 conservation targets, which seeks to protect 30% of our marine and terrestrial habitat by 2030.
Ryan Ansell underscored the importance of robust social and environmental management systems, emphasizing that their significance cannot be overstated. He added that well-implemented ESMEs ensure that conservation projects are conducted with a thorough understanding of the environment.
The significance of robust environment and social management system cannot be overstated. A well-implemented ESMEs ensures that conservation projects are conducted with a full understanding of the environmental impacts and social implications. Ladies and gentlemen, the integration of monitoring and evaluation learning framework is equally critical. These frameworks help us only not to track the progress of our conservation efforts, but also to assess their impacts, ensure that each project contributes positively to our enhancing goals of sustainable and ecological balance. Dominica, which is considered as the nature island, and we boast of this, we have covered 70% of forest, and our marine space is 10 times than our land. So we have a lot to be boastful of. The richness of Dominica biodiversity is not just a natural treasure. It is vital for our daily needs, providing food, shelter, energy, raw materials. And we speak about our wild fauna, our wildlife, that is very important for us.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Ryan Ansell. President Washburn Coffey of the Concerned Citizens Movement announced that Dr. Dion George has formally joined the movement and is extending his congratulations. He highlighted that the organization held a significant meeting with Dr. George, expressing anticipation for the contributions his membership will bring. He made this announcement during the organization's program on Friday last week.
Welcome the addition of Dr. Dion George to the membership of the CCM. We had a very important meeting with Dr. George last week, and there is much to be expected. But I would say that the CCM welcomes Dr. George with good heart, and we look forward to his involvement and participation in the organization. I have no doubt that given Dr. George's illustrious background and intellect, that he'll be a very important addition to our program, because you will be hearing his voice from time to time, and I am sure that his participation will help to enrich the quality of our program. I'm sure Dr. George should be listening to us. I think he hopes to join us tonight. And this, as we continue to program to our listeners, Dr. George is going to be a regular voice on the CCM program. So I just want to take the opportunity to, I am appreciative that the other members of CCM approved and welcomed his addition to our membership. So I really want to take this opportunity publicly to recognize the addition of Dr. George to the membership of the CCM.
CCM President Washburn Coffey, speaking at the press launch of the commencement of the 49th Laboratory Professionals Week in Dominica on April 15, 2024, Mrs. Prunella Robin Coffey, senior technologist at the National Medical Laboratory, says the importance of laboratory services is crucial to the survival of a nation's people and insists in the creation of patient-centered health guidelines. Mrs. Robin Coffey recalled the crucial role played by the health professionals of the National Laboratory in curbing the disastrous impact of the COVID-19 pandemic.
On this 49th Laboratory Professionals Week, we at the Dominica National Lab join with the thousands of lab professionals and pathologists worldwide to recognize and celebrate the great contributions made to the health and well-being of our beloved country, Dominica, throughout the year. It is an honor and a privilege to be given the opportunity to address this gathering as we launch our observance and celebration of Medical Laboratory Week 2024. The National Lab, together with our local, regional, and international counterparts, relish the opportunity to highlight medical lab scientists and bring into focus the importance of our work in the field under a most fitting theme, the lab is everything. Indeed, we can proudly say that the COVID-19 pandemic underscores the theme, and everyone here at this juncture would agree that with increasing apprehension and fear gripping the populace, all eyes were on the medical lab. And yet, at this juncture, the lab was everything to the public.
Senior technologist at the National Medical Laboratory, Mrs. Prunella Robin Coffey, you're tuned in with Q95 News. Parliamentary representative for the Roseau Central constituency, Mrs. Melissa Popon-Skerritt, says new home opportunities are on the horizon. She announced that 163 lots from four different sites are now being offered at subsidized rates. In efforts to aid potential homeowners who wish to construct their homes themselves, Mrs. Popon-Skerritt says this move is in line with the government's housing policy.
It is a commitment that we made in last year's budget announcement. This is a testament to our unwavering dedication to providing accessible residential opportunities for all. We recognize the long-standing challenge of affordability in the housing sector, and we understand the deep-seated desire of individuals to own their own homes.
Parliamentary representative for the Roseau Central constituency, Mrs. Melissa Popon-Skerritt. Treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, John Blanchard, suggests that alleged corruption has been a significant factor in the country's economic downturn. He contends that investment in multiple sectors could be facilitated through funds from the CBI program, but he laments that this is unattainable due to the funds being outside of the control of the Treasury.
Let me say to you, in Dominica, our situation, if someone is to ask what has caused our economy to shrink, because it has shrunk so much that it is now on the verge of total collapse, one word could answer that question. To my mind, one word could answer that question. And the answer to that question is corruption. Put simple, corruption. It is simply that, corruption. But we can't stop here. We must explain to you what we mean by corruption has destroyed our country and its economy. First on our list is the unaccountability for billions of dollars in passport sales. Just imagine if that money was in our treasury, how much it could do for the country. Some say it's 6 billion, some say it's 8 billion, some say it's 5 billion, whatever it is, but we know there are billions of dollars that are unaccounted for. I mean, just imagine putting that money into famine, where you could have better feeder roads or build new feeder roads, you know, equipment and machinery and, you know, input, you call it, fertilizers and all of that stuff. Open up lands, you know. There's so much that could be done in the agriculture industry with some of that money. What about the tourist industry? There are so many beautiful sites in Dominica, tourist sites, okay? And they are just in bad shape right now, bad roads and what have you. Imagine putting money into the tourist industry, where you can lend money to the persons in that industry to have a little business and so on, sell their craft. So a lot could be done. We have manufacturing. You know, so that money could have done so much for us and we could have a thriving economy. But because we are not in control of that money, that is where we are today.
John Blanchard drew attention to a concerning issue. He says the harassment by police officers targeting select potential investors and individuals supporting tourism sector development.
Then we have police harassment of potential investors or individuals willing to help in the tourist industry, like we saw recently with the 7 Americans visiting Dominica. We have the authority lack due diligence in our passport sales transactions, leading to restrictions to Dominicans wishing to travel to the UK. And of course we have, and all what I'm saying there, these are things that the scribe has pointed out in his report that I am just expanding. You have the Passon Bank, if it is, fiasco involving the transfer of US $8 million. And people, this bank is registered and operates in Dominica, corruption to its highest level. All of this will affect your economy. You have the wrongdoings that are practiced in conducting general elections every election cycle, and the thing that it is automatically transferred to daily operations of government and has intruded into the private financial services industry. We have billions of dollars in the hands of a foreigner to spend at his whims and fancies, while Dominicans are suffering and unable to pay the bills. We have oversized cabinets and having most or all of the Labour PAL reps, including candidates who lost the elections, you still have them on the payroll. Guys who run for election for the party and they lost. I'm going to call names tonight. We know them, and some of them are former PAL reps, and they're still on the payroll. All kind of consultants and advisors and all different positions. Huge wage bill.
You've just heard statements from CCM Treasurer John Blanchard. In other news, head of the Barbados Drug Service, Acting Director Dolores Mascall, said Monday key brand name drugs to treat diabetes and other illnesses are in short supply. He said that on Monday on the island. But she said there was no need to panic. A widely used brand of insulin used to help manage blood sugar levels is among select drugs in short supply, she said the BDS's acting director, Dolores Mascall, but there are several other brands available. Open quote, "Right now we are experiencing some serious challenges with drug shortages, and many of these challenges aren't just with generic products, but quite a few of them are with branded products. And this is not normal, so we are seeing challenges where the manufacturers of these branded products are having difficulty at the point of their manufacturing. It's either raw material shortages or problems within the actual manufacturing process," end quote, she said, after the government of India handed over a refrigerated truck for the BDS. Israel is calling for sanctions to be imposed on Iran's missile project after Iran launched an unprecedented attack of over 300 drones and cruise missiles on Israeli territory. A wave of missiles and drones were fired from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen on Saturday, with most being downed by Israel and its allies. Israel's war cabinet has met but not said what it plans to do. The military chief of staff said the attack would not go unanswered.
The Islamic Republic politically telegraphed it. If you remember, even up to 72 hours before the strike occurred, almost international media of the world was on razor's edge waiting to see what the Islamic Republic would do. And that's precisely where the regime in Tehran wanted everybody. But the attack, make no mistake, was not just a political symbol. Even though the Islamic Republic, in my view, achieved the political win, it was a military attack designed to cause casualties, designed to inflict damage, particular damage to air bases and military installations that the Islamic Republic believed it was targeting. It was a layered approach, first low and slow flying drones, then cruise missiles, then high and fast flying ballistic missiles. And this was designed to overwhelm and particularly target first some of the air and missile defense infrastructure, rendering the population, rendering the targets undefended, and to allow the ballistic missiles to actually penetrate. In the previous segment you mentioned, I heard the voice of the Israeli spokesperson talking about the warhead weight. Ballistic missiles carry multiple times, 5 to 10 times the warhead weight of drones. Drones that which Iran proliferated to Russia were also known to be used in this operation. So while Iran was trying to signal resolve against Israel in the aftermath of the killing of several Quds Force officials in Damascus, the regime decided to significantly escalate this and do two things it had never done before: directly attack Israel from its own territory with ballistic missiles, as well as directly attack with ballistic missiles against a defended target. Israel has the most robust air and missile defense architecture in the region, if not the world, and it was supported by the US, the UK, France, and Jordan. And to that effect, all of the Islamic Republic's dozen or so military operations involving ballistic missiles in Iraq, in Syria, in Pakistan, all have been against undefended targets. So this is absolutely unprecedented.
And there you have it. That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Sustainable energy, climate finance, and policy professional Dr. Nigel Jolens of Novara One Planet.
Where it happens, local, regional, and global. Only.
Is on a climate solution campaign to help create effective climate adaptation policies and projects. Barbados Drug Service Acting Director Dolores Mascall said on Monday, key brand name drugs to treat diabetes and other illnesses are in short supply on the island, but there was no need to panic. And Israel calls for sanctions on Iran after it launched an unprecedented attack on Israeli territory.
Only on Q95.
After over 300 drones and cruise missiles were fired at it from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen on Saturday. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Port Dominica Limited.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.